Just tell the person next to you, you're at the right place tonight, because God is here. Now tonight, brothers and sisters, I wanna share with you a word that God laid on my heart. And the word is called, "Have you crossed your Jordan? Have you crossed your Jordan?" And tonight, the guys are ready at the back. I want us to turn to Joshua 3 verse 1. Joshua 3. It is good to be back in church. Amen. This morning we had a good word, and I trust God that tonight we will leave with something as well. Scripture reading. So I'm just going to read from the screen. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of the Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. This is important for later. Not in the word today, but the people in the promised land actually saw God's people walk on dry ground over to the other side. The priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Tonight, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that the River Jordan is a place of transition. Now, transition, the English word, if you look at the word in the dictionary, it means the following. Transition is a process or a period of changing from one state or one condition to another. So whenever we get to a Jordan in our lives, or whenever we get to a place of transition, we move from one condition to another condition in our lives. Now, as a son or daughter of God, it is important that all of us realize that we all need to get to our own Jordan, where we need to change or be transformed. Now, if I take this glass of water, it has a specific form. It takes on the form of the glass. But the moment I pour it into something else, it takes on that form. So when transition happens, it means within us, something changes. And tonight, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I believe God wants to challenge us. Because transition means period of change. But you need to understand what Jordan means as well, the name, the River Jordan. Jordan means to descend or go lower. So when you get to the Jordan, it's not about being up here, it's about going down. Now, to understand Jordan fully, you have to listen or know that there are two permanent streams that feed into the Jordan. The first one is called Cherith, and the other one is Jabbok. And to understand fully what Jordan means, remember I said to descend or go lower. To understand fully, you need to know Cherith means cutting away, piercing, or slaying. So Cherith has got to do with removal of something, cutting away something. So when you get to your Jordan, there is going to be some cutting of stuff that you don't need anymore. Jabbok means the following. It's the place of passing over. It also stands for struggle, to be emptied out or to be poured out. So can we redefine Jordan again? Jordan now means that when we get to our Jordan, it's a place where we are completely poured out, where we lose ourselves completely, where we are lowered or where we descend into something. Tonight I want to ask you, have you reached your Jordan? Has there been a place of emptying, of cutting away, So Jordan, brothers and sisters, is a place of bowing down or handing over or surrendering what we have as a possession to the authority of God. So when we get to the Jordan, we become nothing. When we get to the Jordan, we are poured out, like I said earlier. Examples, just quickly, I'm not going to talk about them tonight, but there are three examples. Jacob was at the river Jabbok in Genesis 32, where he wrestled with God. There his name changed to Israel. There his identity changed, after he has been poured out. The second example in the word is in Elijah, 1 Kings 1 verse 3, where Elijah just spoke to the nation. He said, it's not going to rain for 3 years. And God took him away and took him to the river Cherith. And there he was fed by ravens, totally dependent on what God was going to provide. Even Jesus went to the Jordan to get baptized. The word says, if you read it carefully, the word said, Jesus went down into the Jordan and he came up out of the Jordan. So the Jordan is a place of surrender, a place of transition, a place of change. I want to speak to you about three transitions tonight. There are three things that we are changed to or changed from when we get to the Jordan. The first transition, brothers and sisters, and I want to just read the scripture quickly. It's in Joshua 3 verse 3. It says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out. Now, before I continue, you do not move out until you see the ark of the covenant. In order to see the ark of the covenant, you must be turned into the direction of the ark. If you're turned away, you won't see God move. So the first transition, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the following. We change from trusting our eyes to following our hearts. This happens only at the Jordan. Our eyes that we trust are changed into following our hearts. Just a bit of background. The Israelites were in the desert for 40 years. They walked, and the older generation actually died out in the desert. So here was a new generation. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, they were so used to seeing what God is doing. And suddenly God says, you're at the Jordan. I want to change you, or I want you to change. Go into the Jordan, and instead of looking with your eyes, start looking with your heart. We move from sight to faith. That is the first transition. Whenever God brings us to our Jordan, we are moved from what we see to what we believe. This is amazing. God always does things that demands faith. Faith, I just put in brackets, a heart that is set on him. Remember, when we trust our eyes, when we look up with our eyes, we only respond to what we see. But when our heart is turned to God, when we move with our faith, it means now that even if we don't see anything and we feel our heart tells us that should happen now, we do it. So brothers and sisters, just the context, the river Jordan was in flood. Now imagine 4 million Israelites, 3 million, get to the river Jordan. God promised them, this, you will be here, you will go across the Jordan because your promised land is on the other side. Imagine them getting to a river that is in flood. I mean, you've been in the desert for 40 years. Yeah, you get to the Jordan and you're supposed to cross over. You're supposed to just walk through, and this river is in flood. That's the first thing. Remember, God wanted to take their eyes away and get them to focus their faith. Secondly, it was harvest time in the promised land. And when it's harvest time in the promised land, brothers and sisters, there are people in number. When it's harvest time here in the Swartland, you see people work to 7:30 in the evening, late evening. And all over, almost every farm, they're busy. So imagine people who are ready to cross over, see a flood, and they see thousands of people busy. Again, if you look with your eyes, you will go nowhere. Then God told him, I don't care what you see. Your assurance is, remember what the scripture says in verse 3, you have to turn your eyes until you see the Ark of the Covenant. So you're not supposed to look at the flood or the people. You are supposed to look at the presence of God going out before you. When we get to the Jordan, brothers and sisters, I'm so excited. We turn away from everything that we see with the physical eyes. We turn away from what we feel with our physical body. We turn away from what we hear, the messages or what people say, because our hearts are turned to God. His presence goes before us. So even if I stand this side of the Jordan and the thing is in flood and there are so many people looking at us, I'm going to just keep my eyes on the presence of God and walk behind him. He goes in front of me. Secondly, in verse 9, the Lord says, come here and listen. Because your heart must be tuned into God's frequency. Okay. It's not enough to see the presence of God moving. Your heart must be tuned in. Your heart must be connected to what God is saying for that time. Because yesterday's word is not for today. His mercies are new every morning. So God will talk to you only when your eyes are on him. Number one, in your Jordan. And secondly, brothers and sisters, when your eyes or ears are tuned into him. Transition number two. Only three. Number one, God turns our eyes away from our eyes and our hearts focus on him. Transition number two. Joshua 3:14. Joshua 3:14. Interesting scripture. It says, so when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan. So when people broke camp to cross the Jordan. The first thing that God says is transition number one, change number one. You have to go away from trusting what you see and following with your heart. Number two, brothers and sisters, it says we break with traditions and habits that cannot glorify God. Your Jordan becomes a place where you not just take your eyes off your circumstances, but you break your tent in the previous land. When we break camp, it means that what we have established, what we have put up, what we have become used to, suddenly doesn't feature anymore in the promised land. You can't take what you have built with you into the new thing. We break loose from our history and we release the shame of the past. When you get to your Jordan, you break down what you brought for 40 years. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. It means that for 40 years, you become used to doing it this way. We've been doing it this way for 40 years. We've been doing it this way. God says, break your camp. Because you have to go across. You have to go over. So I want to say the old things of the old land doesn't apply to the promised land. The old rules doesn't apply. It means that we have to break tradition. We have to move on. And brothers and sisters, when we surrender at the Jordan, our old encounters with God becomes obsolete. It cannot be used as references because the word says we have never been this way before. Read the word. It says in Joshua 3, it says we have never been this way before. So there is no way that what I know about the past I can use here. Wow. Amazing. Because God brings us to a place where what we know doesn't apply anymore. Because the thing is, if we take our eyes off God and trust our hearts, you know what's going to happen? Number two, we find a new way in God because the old doesn't apply. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about that because you know what? The mistakes I made, the shame from the past, it has been taken away. And I don't have to take them into the promised land. Secondly, our expectations become new. We develop an excitement about what God is doing. Because the thing is, we don't know. We have no clue. We have never been this way before. We are standing. We just entering the Jordan. And God tells us, listen here. Forget about what you see. Forget about everything that you've experienced in the past. This is it. And we break loose. And we go into the Jordan. But I want you to remember, even though we can't take the experiences with us, God remains faithful. It is the same God that brought us out of Egypt. It's the same God that kept us through the wilderness. It is the same God that will now take us into the Jordan, a place of transition. Transition three. And I'm almost done. Transition three. Our eyes are taken away and we focus with our heart on God. Secondly, there is nothing that from the past that we can take into the Jordan. We change our position to follow Christ. We change our position to follow Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want to say this twice. When we get to the Jordan and we are not in the right position, we will miss what God is doing for us. When we get to the Jordan and we are not in the right position, and right position means right relationship with God, I'm going to miss what God is doing. And we will go back to what we know from the past. And the main thing is, the great thing is, God now asked us to participate in the miracle. Our Jordan experience is not God just leading us through the Jordan. What God does is He invites us to participate. Wow, this is amazing. God, who has brought us here, who has done everything for us. If we needed meat, He provided meat. Remember? Yeah, when He sent the quail and stuff. Right? When we needed bread, He provided manna. And whenever we wanted something, God intervened. When at the Jordan, what happens is the miracle becomes ours. God says, wait, guys, when there's a problem, I'm not just going to provide for you. I'm going to invite you to participate in the miracle. Here we go. Our desire to follow hard after God. Right? So this is what it means now. When we change our position, it means, it's an indication, Father, I'm ready. Jesus said in Luke 22:42, just listen to the words. He said, not my will, but your will be done. In other words, when we change our position, we change from, okay, God, I'm going to cross the Jordan, into the following. Father, it is about you and it's not about me. Poured out before God. Secondly, Paul says, Galatians 2:20. Listen to the words. I have been crucified. I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. What does that mean? We take on the identity of God when we change our position. We become fully what God intended us to be when we change our position. Your eyes are taken out. Secondly, your heart is set on Him. And thirdly, we change our position. It's not working anymore. So it's fine. Changing position means to die of self and to come up to glorify God in the spirit. I said earlier, Jesus went down into the Jordan and He came up. When you go down, you die of self. When you come up as the glory of God will be on your life. It happened to Jesus. Jesus went, when He was baptized by John, When he went into the Jordan, when he came out, the glory of God descended like a dove on him. Glory to God. Death to self before an abundant life in Christ. We cannot have an abundant life in Christ if we haven't died to ourselves. Abundance comes through dying, to be cut down, to be sacrificed, and off in order to glorify God. You know what happened? Just when they crossed the Jordan, they went through, and when they arrived on the other side, the first thing that happened to the Israelites, they were circumcised. Circumcision means the cutting away of, the removal of. So when they got to Gilgal, they were actually experienced the physical of what God did in the spiritual. Okay, let me say that again. When they got to Gilgal, they were cut physically, but it was an indication of what God did before they went over the Jordan. The Jordan is a place of cutting. The Jordan is a place where our inward surrender is done or followed by our external cutting. What will happen is, when we decide to follow God with our whole hearts, the spiritual transformation will take place first, and then we will see it in the physical. We've got it the other way around. We want to change the physical behavior, but the spiritual inside hasn't changed. God doesn't work like that. He changes the inside first, and then it's shown on the outside. If it doesn't happen, what do you have to show? The word says in Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Change your position, and the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. How do we participate? I want to close off with this. How do we participate? Brothers and sisters, there are three things that you can do. You can write them down. Number one, first thing that you have to do is, when we get to our Jordan. Now, just before I continue, a Jordan is typical, or the Old Testament is basically a shadow of the New Testament. So what you see in the Old Testament will be repeated in the New Testament through the life of Jesus Christ. So what happened here, when they crossed the Jordan, they left Egypt behind. They were born again. But it's the movement into a life, spirit-filled life. And that is what God wants. So how do we participate? The first thing that we do is three S's. First thing is, we take stock. Before we get to the Jordan, or even while we're busy with it, if we don't understand what's happening to us, we need to take stock. Now, stock taking in the business world is counting all the resources that you have. When we take stock, we count, right? And then we write it down. But stock taking is never for the past or what we have now. Stock taking is always for the future. Now, I just want to give you a small warning here. When we do stock taking as a child of God, we don't check our resources. We don't check what we have. Right? We don't check, okay, I have this, I have this, I have this. No, no, no. That's not what we check. When we take stock, we reflect on how good God was. And our stock taking tells us that in the future, it will be better because He promised it. Stock taking is confirming God's word. It's confirming what God has said. Secondly, we take stock. Number two, we take a stand. We take a stand. At the River Jordan, we come against every plan of the enemy to take us down. And we say with our mouths, in God we trust. When we take a stand, brothers and sisters, it means, if you take a stand, according to the military, it means that you have to take stand against something and you have to stand for something. Now, if you don't know what you stand for, you will fall for anything. So when you stand, you need to know, I'm a child of God. I've got the authority of God. God has put me in this place. So I will stand because He told me so. Doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Because God told me to do it. This is your Jordan. It might be different from somebody else's. But if you don't take a stand, someone will stand for you. You need to take a stand. Take stock. Take a stand. And we stand against every form of deception. Every lie that the enemy has ever spoken. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we take a step. There's no use taking stock. There is no use taking a stand and you don't take a step. Because a funny story, a few years ago, they introduced the automatic doors. Right? So the door will only open when you move towards the door. And an old lady was standing there, front of the door, and I was walking past. And she said, "Son, this door doesn't want to open for me." I didn't do anything. I just moved my foot past the leg and the door opened. When we follow Christ, taking a stand is not enough. You have to take a step by faith. Not depending on what you see. Not depending on what you feel. Not depending on what you think. It's about God told you to move. Have you crossed your Jordan? Because if you haven't, you cannot step into the glorious life, spirit-filled life that God has for us. Let's just close our eyes tonight. My God. Let's take a moment to reflect and just talk with God for a moment, individually. Because your Jordan is a place of stepping or going over. And I want to do a prayer tonight. If you want to feel, I've reached my Jordan, and God is busy taking me down into the Jordan and then taking me through. If you want to be included in this prayer, just raise your hand where you sit. You can just drop it again once you're done. Praise God. Trust with me tonight as I pray. Father God, we come humbly before you tonight. We acknowledge that you are the God that brought us out of Egypt, out of our sin and out of our struggles. And Father God, you taking us to the promised land, that's what you said. And we're standing in front of our Jordan, and we see the flood, and we see all these people, and we're thinking, how is it possible? How is it going to happen? I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that you will focus, turn our eyes towards you, Father. Touch our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. And anything that we still need to surrender before you, anything that we still need to just leave with you, Father, we do that tonight in faith in Jesus' mighty name. And we take a stand for you. Father God, we take a stand for you. We take a stand for you tonight in Jesus' name. And we proclaim that God lives forever and you are our King and you are our Lord and you are our Savior and there is none like you, Father. And we glorify you for that. Father, but at the same time, we're taking a step. We're taking a step of faith. We don't understand it in the physical. We have no idea what's happening. But by faith, we give our lives back to you and we glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you that our Jordan will lead us into the promised land. Thank you for the period of cutting away, of removing. But thank you, Father God, for the healing and the joy that comes in the morning in Jesus' mighty name. We worship you.